Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Please don't text and drive.
Speaking of texts, we have some. You've sent some in, I'm sure, while parked or at home.
Sure. Pulled over on the side of the road.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said before we get to the movie's reviews. Morning, Sarah and Vinny. I had to tell you, I walked into my hand and physical therapy appointment, and they had you guys on. Loved it.
Oh, great.
Hello, hand and physical therapy building.
Hello.
In 707.
I wonder what they did to their hand. Or maybe they're just there for plain old
or their back or their neck
therapy,
or their,
sure.
their ankle.
Whom are you familiar with the hand and physical therapy building?
I don't even know what city that's in.
Mm.
What's the
neither
city?
Do
we.
Nope,
we don't
no
even
idea.
Know.
Okay. What's the tattoo place that Vinny recommends? The one where we can get free shark tattoos? There's three places, and I'm sure they're all excellent. I only know of the one called State of Grace, and the day they're doing the free tattoos for Sharks fans is on Tuesday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Right.
And
but
there's
a certain number,
right. So get there early.
But there's two other places
the other
on
two,
different days.
One of them is today. It's called Players, Inc. And the other one is Friday. And that shop's called Black Lagoon. And they're doing free sharks tattoos for the certain number of people who show up first. And there's like six to choose from. You wouldn't want to do that?
No.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I like the Sharks.
All right.
I like hockey. I'm a Bruins fan.
What if it was a B? Would you get one of those?
Maybe.
Did the Bruins make it through? They got one more game?
I don't know. Yeah,
I'm not following that. I don't have time to keep up with everything.
Yeah. I have purses to make. They don't make themselves.
All right. Yeah. They're using facial recognition in China to uphold their bigotry, says 408. I don't know anything about
bigotry?
That. That's a texter, and that they may be lying, for all I know.
It's midnight in China.
The issue with facial recognition was it violates privacy and is inaccurate to the point it recognizes people and causes accusations. FRT is racist.
What's
facial
that
fart? Fart is racist.
Fart is racist.
You know, I actually heard that it has a hard time differentiating people. Like minorities sometimes have trouble with it.
There's a bunch of them. Apparently, facial recognition makes lots of mistakes with people of color.
Oh boy.
Mmm.
Mmm. Fart is bad.
Oh, fart is bad.
For race relations.
I'm taking the day off to go to State of Grace. I got my sleeve done there. They're awesome.
Oh. Wow.
Right. Yeah, I know one of the guys there is very famous. I love Tim Conway, too. Grew up with him making me laugh till I cried. I also, about being rich, a lot of it is a state of mind. I'm not talking about corny stuff like family, friends, health, blah, blah, blah. I mean financially. There's so many in our country who are set back with unexpected car repairs or something else that wasn't, sorry, this year all
I know,
over the place.
You've said that.
Something else that wasn't planned for, like illness. Those people are truly living paycheck to paycheck. My family is nowhere near being rich in the sense that we don't have vacation homes or fly first class. But when unexpected expenses come up, it's a bummer, but we don't have to worry about paying.
Right, they've
next month's rent or falling behind on car payments. We forget this is a lot and shouldn't take it for granted. I need to remember to be grateful for it. Good for you. And that is true. The unexpected setback used to be the thing, even in Eugene, which wasn't that long ago. Something comes up, like my dog needed leg surgery, and I needed to use a credit card to pay for that.
Aw.
And they're like, well, we could do this more cheaply. But it might not last her whole life. I'm like, oh, well, come on. I can't get the
Let's get this
discount
fixed.
Surgery.
Right. I don't have a discount dog.
I mean, really, it's her legs. That's what she uses to get around on.
Yeah.
So I went for the $4,000 surgery instead.
Nice, Vinny, nice. Dogs. We love them so much.
They were worried about water pressure during the MASH finale. Everyone was using the toilet at one time during the breaks. Marin had a power outage.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That must have been a bummer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's time. Oh, it's happening. Oh!
It's on.
Well, you just made it, huh? Woo! Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's right up my alley.
Rico.
Can you roll it? Rico.
Rico. Suave. Suave.
Sounds hot, right? Sounds hot.
Papi, love you.
Oh, wow. Make me get
Wait,
my
it's not done.
Out.
Is it done?
Oh, it's done. I was just
that
fading
was done?
Out.
Yeah.
Keep going. Give him more.
We wanted to get straight to it today.
Give him a little.
You want.
Give him a little bit of return.
No,
of the
let's
map.
Just get to the movie.
Oh. Where's your Cardi B?
I just ran a decathlon to get over here.
There's
right?
no Cardi B?
Oh, my God. Please don't. Oh, I thought you were going to play that whole one. Jesus.
Not today.
All right, everyone.
Good morning, Persian Lion.
I know. Good morning.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
We need more. Oh,
we needed that.
Now it's complete. Now it's complete.
The best Mexican north of the border.
Thank you.
Oh,
you
what about you, Zach?
You guys are tied for number one.
Now I can't go south
oh
of the border.
Oh, my God. Yuzi just went, what?
Now I can never go south of the border because of what you just said right there.
All right, everyone. It's been many years. We've been waiting for this film, but here's your review of John Wick 3, starring yes. Keanu Reeves.
Whoa. Whoa. Still waiting for Bill and Ted Part 4, though.
Wait, that's it?
You didn't coming, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah, totally in the works.
I want to see that. No George Carlin, though, too bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, that is the best English accent I've ever heard.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, Bryn.
All right, so this film is called John Wick 3 Parabellum. Rudy, if you want peace.
If you want peace, then love thy neighbor.
We rehearsed this
oh,
yesterday
snap,
on the
right.
phone.
We did. I'm sorry, I just ran through
oh
the rain for
God.
A mile and a half. Forgive me.
We have meetings about these reviews.
Roll with it, though.
Maybe you should just do them off the cuff.
That's what I say.
No, I don't. I like to prepare.
All right, preparation.
But it doesn't work anyway, so why do we prepare?
Preparation H is what they call human.
This film is called John Wick 3 Parabellum.
Preparation H. You like that, Vinny? Vinny like that. I got a finger point from Vinny. That means something. Preparation H. Thank you. I'll be at the Blue Dream in Oakland tomorrow night. Show starts at 8 o'clock. RudyOrtiz.com if you want tickets. I just threw him in completely off track.
Oh, that was
no,
awesome.
Forgive me, Persian
Waiting
Lion.
For the laughter to die down.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
The applause. The bell rings.
Proceed. Proceed.
The joy.
Sir.
I need the joy to go away.
It's a
joy.
It's a rainy day. It's a rainy day, but we got sunshine in our hearts.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Proceed, sir.
Preparation H.
Get it?
We're going to use that. You
know? Better.
I see a well-prepared preparation
I just, I mean, use that thing, ring it for all its juice.
Oh, Rudy.
Oh, don't give him the cow.
He gets the cow.
Oh,
the title of the film basically means if you want peace, prepare for war.
Yes. That's what we.
It's so a film stars, and that's what we.
What does parabellum mean?
If you want peace, prepare for war.
Parabellum.
He
that
just
what it
said
means?
That. He yeah. just
right.
said it.
That's what it means.
That's what yes. he said just before you asked. What
like
does it mean?
Sounds like part of a cell.
Are you doing his bit?
He's she's rolling with it, Vinny. She's on now.
I just woke up. Preparation A.
Woo!
Woo!
I give five pinatas to Preparation H. I'm just gonna say that off the bat.
Yeah.
Off the bat.
We're gonna give you five pinatas.
Yes.
All right. This film stars Keanu Reeves, Halle Berry, Ian McShane, Lawrence Fishburne, Angelica Houston, and Jerome Flynn. Ooh. Who is that? Who's Jerome
no
Flynn?
Tell us.
That's Bronn from Game of Thrones.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh,
Jerome Flynn.
It's like Game of Thrones people are everywhere now. Like, I'm seeing them everywhere.
Well, they're not. They're out of work, you know.
That's true. Eighth and final season.
It's interesting. Jerome, I don't want to give anything away, but I'm about to give something away. He gets his privates bitten by a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in this movie?
Yeah.
It's gruesome.
Oh, fun.
So just a reminder, John Wick is an assassin, and in part two, John broke the rules. He killed a member of the High Table in neutral territory.
Uh-oh. Whatever the hell that means.
Can't do that, Sarah.
Because of that, John has a $14 million bounty on his head, and every assassin in the world is after him.
That's not
Rudy.
Like literally every assassin.
Describe this film in one sentence.
Thrilling. I mean, all I need is one word. It's a thriller. This movie right here is going to keep you on the edge of your seat throughout the entire, you know, what is it, 2 hours and 10 minutes
Is it just all rolls? Fights? Like every corner he turns, some new assassin is there for him to fight?
I don't want to spoil it, but there's just so much action in this movie. So this is a thriller, okay? This is going to keep you on the edge of your seat. And this is, I'm talking about from the get-go. From the moment this movie starts, there's a hit on John Wick, and everybody is out to get him. And I got to be honest, these are some of the best action scenes and fighting scenes and choreography that I've seen in a long time. Oh. So this movie is a thriller.
If I was to describe this film in one sentence, I'd say it's an orgy of death.
An orgy of death.
Thank you so much. Rudy, do you agree with this statement?
The old death orgy.
The gangbang of gore.
Variety had to say, this is what Variety had to say about the film. John Wick 3 is an exercise in pure desensitization.
Right.
The violence is entirely removed from the reality of pain, suffering, fear, or loss. Is that true?
I would say so because here's the thing. From the very beginning, everybody that was like, when you're sitting there watching the fight scenes, some of them are so over the top that, you know, it just kind of pulls you in and you don't even really think about the fact that that could never happen. What you're just watching could never possibly happen. But it's so rapid and it's so back to back and it's so well, the choreography and the fight scenes are so well done that you just kind of put all reality to the side. And yes, you're just kind of diving into this orgy of violence, human over here stated.
Well, I have to disagree. You don't feel the pain, suffering, fear, or loss of anyone except John Wick. You do feel his pain, suffering, fear. Anything happens to Keanu, it's like, oh, that sucks. Anything happens to anybody else, you're like, I don't care.
Well, that's one less person out for the $14 million bounty.
But at the same time, John Wick is the one that's kicking ass left and right, too. So it's like, you know, it's okay for him to bring the violence to other people because that's who you want to see get hurt, not John Wick.
That's true. Rudy, this film has 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. How was the action?
The action was top notch. I mean, seriously, this is one of the best action movies. And honestly, I'm not like a huge, huge fan of just like constant fighting in the movie, like, you know, just gore after gore, fight after fight. But this one really pulled me in. So I would say that this is top notch, 100%. This is one of the best action movies, fighting scenes, like I said earlier, that I've seen in a long time.
Okay, so for something like this to work, they have to create this weird fantasy world, this underworld of assassins and wealth and beauty and over-the-top violence. After three films, we've seen all three of these over 5 years. Does it still work?
It still works. Because here's the thing. I mean, it's been a while since the last John Wick. People were walking into the theater in anticipation. Everybody that was there was really looking forward to this, and it didn't disappoint. And you can just tell by the reaction. Am I lying about this, Human? Every single time that there was like a really crazy fight scene, you would hear the reaction from the crowd. It was almost like you were at a UFC fight. Wow. People were that into it.
They were.
And so they were like cheering, and like people were doing the Arsenio Hall woo 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 like in the background. It was nuts. So yes, I think it was done just right, and it still works.
Will there be a John Wick 4?
I hope so, because John Wick 3 kind of like brought back my faith in the John Wick series.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it did. It did. The second one kind of, you know, tapered off a little bit for me. And this one, I just have to, you know, when the third movie comes out, you have to watch it because you have to see the trilogy.
Because you're invested, right?
You already saw 2 out of 3, yep. So you got to watch it. But now after this third one, it just kind of reinvigorated my love for John Wick, and I hope that there's a number 4.
Who was more excited, you or Sarah's brother?
I don't know, man. Me and John, we were just having such a good time. You know, I think we were pretty much on the same level.
We're me and John now. Yeah. How happy is John?
John loves Rudy.
To hear Rudy say it's me and John.
I'm going to ask him for his number this week.
I'm putting it out there. This is my bromance right here. And plus,
he loves football. You. I know.
We were talking about football before and after.
Well, plus you're a comedian. He lives to be funny.
Dude, like, and your brother John is funny.
He is funny.
He cracks me up. Yep. He's got some good ones. But we were feeding off each other's energy.
You're buttering him up.
I'm just he's being honest.
I gotta play in this segment. He's gonna have an accident in his pants.
That's my dude right there.
Are they pity laughs or do you really?
No,
find
sometimes
funny?
He's really funny.
No, John cracks me up, dude.
All right, I'm
John was cracking. He's got legitimate
open
jokes,
to it.
Especially when we're talking about you on the side. Oh, you gotta hear him. He's got some good ones. Got some zingers.
Anything you want to say about Halle Berry or Lawrence Fishburne or Angelica Houston?
Lawrence Fishburne was. It was really cool to see him. You know, see him in there. I know he got a little round around the jowls.
He's older now.
He's a little jowly at this point. But Halle Berry, good loud.
He's a homeless assassin, by the way.
Jeez, man. Halle Berry is just the ageless wonder.
Halle Berry's a homeless assassin?
No, Fishburne is a homeless assassin.
Fishburne is, yeah. But Halle Berry is just incredible. I mean, she was, first of all, I mean, she's an actress, and she was great in the movie. Hands down, like, she knocked the role out the ballpark. Yeah. But she's, I mean, 52 years old.
She's not just a pretty face, everyone.
She still looks like she did in the movie Baps from back in the 90s. I mean, she is just
she is holding
gorgeous.
It together.
Oh,
I know.
She
she's
really
so
is.
Beautiful.
Just God bless her. Whatever she's using for some oils, avocado oil, whatever that is, it's working. It's working.
Is that the thing to use?
Yeah, I've heard avocado oil like underneath the eyes. That's that's what keeps the bags
down.
Yeah,
that's why I gotta do that.
That's what I've heard.
So I'm 52 and you're hurting my feelings.
Avocado oil.
Okay,
I'm going to hook you up.
Thank you.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this. This film is so satisfying. Keanu is so good for this role.
Right.
I'm actually excited about part four. Yes, the film does allude to a part four. There will be a part four. If you just want a film that is just nonstop action, you're on the edge of your seat the entire time. It's a lot of death. No sex, no boobs, just violence and death.
Oh.
This is for you. I mean, everyone who was there was excited to be there. Everyone was oohing and aahing the entire time. It's well-deserving of that 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to give it 4 Persian rugs.
Nice. I thought this movie was just action from beginning to end. I thought it did a really good job of bringing the first two John Wick movies together and just kind of like giving it a nice little, you know, nice little round ending to it all. I hope that there's a number four, because if it's anything like number three, then we all have something really cool to look forward to. So if you want action, if you want cool fighting scenes and just like over the top violence, you know, if you just need some of that in your life, go see John Wick 3. I give this movie 4 powerful pinatas full of me and your brother John's witty banter that we had before and after the movie. So
boy,
it was
that's
just
some solid filling.
It was yes, it's phenomenal, and it's just oozing. And go see this if you want some great action. Go watch this 4 pinatas. I can't wait for the fourth one
next week, everybody. Rudy and I will be back to review Aladdin.
Ooh,
oh boy.
I can show you the world. I'm ready for that, dude. I am so pumped up for that.
You are?
I'm ready, dude. I haven't seen like anything in real, like any Disney real life movies. Haven't
seen
one yet. No.
You see the cartoon?
Oh, of course.
Right. Yeah.
You might want to
escape it.
I'm
so
a little
big.
Curious about what they're gonna do with the genie.
Yeah, I mean, Will Smith. Yeah.
I know it's
We've
Will Smith,
seen
but
him. But there's so much transformation that like so much of it's gonna have to be CG. I mean, God, Robin turned into 50 zillion different things.
He did.
He was a cartoon.
I know. That's gonna be the thing where they're gonna be fighting uphill. But well, I can't wait though.
We're gonna ask you to compare Will to Robin.
I will.
All right.
I'll do it. Thank you,
so,
guys.
So tell me about this thing you're doing tomorrow night. This is the thing Vaughn is putting on, right?
So, yes, this Vaughn is taking it upon himself to produce a comedy show. He asked me to come along and help him out. So we're putting together a show at this place called The Blue Dream. It's a cannabis dispensary in Oakland. It's right across the street, literally right across the street from the West Oakland BART station. So anybody can come on out, check it out. And it's going to start like around 8:30. It'll be after the Warrior game. You can watch the game, then boom, hit up the comedy show. Vaughn has been doing this for a couple of months now, and it's been a hit so far. So please come check it out.
Are you the headliner?
I'll be hosting it, and then I'm the one who brought in some of the comics. So we're producing it together. But I will definitely be there for the entirety of the show.
Is it just a regular comedy act, or is it like a musical variety? Anyone singing and dancing?
No musical variety. In the, no,
darn.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing any musicals.
Think about
until,
that for the future.
Until I do John Wick 3, the musical. Then that'll be my first musical.
If you guys do this again, Sarah's brother should be on the lineup.
Wow.
No, don't.
And if you want to just throw him in last minute, I mean.
I'll talk to John
last
about
minute
that.
Works best for him. If he's, you know how I stew on stuff? Multiply that times 1,000.
So you're saying he should throw him on the bill
at the last possible minute.
Can
that
works for me.
If he's available, can you commit to saying yes, John Clark will be at the
show? If John wants to come out to West Oakland and do a show at a cannabis dispensary, by all means, I would love to see that.
Do you
so
have
let's
that
do
kind
it.
Of authority?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
Yes, me and Vaughn have just made an executive decision through the window right now. Yes, it's a go.
All right, follow Rudy on Instagram at It's Rudy Ortiz.
Yes, you got it.
I think I got
Rudy it. RudyOrtiz.com as well. Thanks,
guys. All right,
guys.
Great job, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Enjoy the rain.
Well, maybe it'll hold off long enough for our party people to go out and watch the Giants play, then they can get ripped. I mean, or have a responsible cocktail.
Afternoon
absolutely,
of cocktails,
Vincent.
Right.
Sorry, that's me. I forget. It's just me that needs to completely
We're gonna
annihilate
drink responsibly
myself.
With Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Well, I hope they don't cancel it or delay it. I hate for that to happen to you.
Yeah. Well, if not, we'll just eat.
Oh, great.
That's always nice.
That's sure. That's... Oh, really? We're going to eat instead? Yeah, okay. That sounds
do
good.
That.
That's
yeah.
how responsible people do. I used to save all the room for booze.
Sure, let's just fill up with liquid. Hey.
Hey.
Guess what's on tonight?
Survivor. Right. I know, oh my God.
Oh, and the Sharks. Go Sharks,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, go Sharks. But also,
wait,
go Survivor.
So predict the winner for Survivor, not Sharks.
I just can't. I can't even say I definitely have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite?
I don't really. I just everyone's
you don't like
switching
the
around.
Desmond? Demons?
Devins?
Devins.
Rick Devins. All right. Yeah, I do like him. I don't think he's going to win. I think they know they got to get him out. So
you don't think he'll win?
I don't. Well, if he makes it to the final three, he has a great shot at it. But I think they're going to. I think there's still five people left.
Oh,
and they're
going to
bring in
left.
Someone.
Right.
So I think they're all going to be focused on getting him out. You know, weirdly, I like Gavin.
Gavin is the guy who can't grow a mustache
That's
but has that thing anyway.
Yeah. I kind of like him, though. He's a little weirdo. Mm-hmm.
What is the redhead's name?
Oh, Victoria.
I like
her,
her.
Too.
Yeah. She's been playing
she's
a good game.
Yeah,
do people
I do like
her?
Yeah, she's very likable. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just a little cutie. And she definitely is devious. She's very sweet to people's faces. And then she says stuff on the little diary camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I like Gavin, though. I think, as for the win.
I think Gavin for the win.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I mean, I'm sure it'll be Devins.
Take your pick. It doesn't matter.
Is that who you're picking?
I'm going Gavins. Gavins. Devins.
Rick Devins.
Rick Devins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a TV anchor.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is going to be his breakout into the big time.
Well,
he hopes.
Don't get carried away.
He was very cute with his wife. They had to do this challenge where they were kind of hucking water from one person to the other person. Mm-hmm. He's just soaking her. She's like, oh, forget it. We're not going to win. How is everything? He's like, hey, great. How's everything back home? Oh, it's fine. Don't worry. We got it.
Aww.
It was cute. So tonight it's over. And then you don't have to listen to us talk about it anymore. Just like Game of Thrones.
I know.
So much is coming to an end.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
Go Tomp Sharks.
Day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.